From WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
I'm Jessica Palumbo.
And this is Deemable Tech, episode 100, The Deemable Century.
The Deemable Tech podcast is brought to you by A Small Orange Homegrown Hosting, a refreshingly different approach to web hosting, on the web at asmallorange.com.
And by Pants. Pants, usually a good idea, on the web at pants.org.
Pants? hey, listeners, you can help us decide which news stories we talked about on episode 101.
That's right.
It's our next one. Visit
if you can't count, it's 101.
This is 100.
That's what comes up
the
next.
The next one's 101. Okay.
Yeah.
Visit our Reddit page and submit stories you think we should cover and vote other stories up or down. Just go to deemable.com/Reddit.
That's right. And hey, as you can obviously tell, this is a very special episode for Deemable Tech.
Yeah.
In a way, it's kind of like a birthday. So why don't you give us a gift? No? Okay, well, we would love for you to go and jump on iTunes or Stitcher and subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Talk about what you learned, all the good times we've had together, that one time where Tom said that funny thing.
That one time.
Hey, come on.
It would mean so much to us. So, yeah, this is our 100th episode. We have done 99 more of these, and that's actually not entirely true. We've already done 100 episodes.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Well,
then let's go home.
Oh. And speaking
who's this in the studio? What's going on here? What's that voice that I hear?
See, that 100th episode that we don't talk about is the unaired pilot of Deemable Tech, which my now boss, Jessica Palumbo, was a part of back in the day.
There's a reason we don't talk about it.
This was before me.
It was before you. Yep. It was before
BTB.
That's right.
Yep. We were trying it out because originally, and I've talked to you guys about this before. I thought the Deemable Tech was just going to be the talking head of Ray show, and that was a horrible idea. And thank God it never happened. But Jessica, you came and you volunteered your talents for some reason. I don't know why you thought it was a good idea. And then Sean volunteered too. And
we don't know.
I have no idea
why we did so.
But so when you heard about the show, why were you interested, Jessica? Why did you want to do it?
Because I just was here at the station.
sounds about right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have any, and is there any evidence of this episode that exists?
We do actually have, I actually have the full recording, which we're not going to put on here because I think it's like 4 hours long and we didn't get anything out of it.
We don't know that. We never went back and tried to edit
it. That's true. We never really looked at it. It's just sitting on a
hard drive.
We had
a lot of content.
That's true.
What did we talk about?
Probably wall-to-wall Apple. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No. I remember that there was a video that somebody claimed to fly. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Yeah, it was a fake video. They finally proved it after we recorded our episode. But they had some sort of flying contraption that they were on their back or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was so weird.
That at all.
That's the only story I remember from that episode.
And video does really well on a podcast.
That's
true.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Describing it. It was amazing.
Ray telling you what he's seeing.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, there may be a little bit of audio from that.
Really?
Maybe.
Why don't you play us a clip, Sean?
Let me see what we have.
Little Christmas house action.
Christmassy, housey action and stuff.
Oh, yes, the Christmas episode.
I don't remember why we started talking about a Christmas house.
There's so much from that day that has nothing to do with the show at all.
I think there may be a little bit more here.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever experienced that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's funny. Ah.
I like that because of Ray's just, ugh.
Didn't Melissa Ross, the host of First Coast Connect, walk in at one point while we were recording?
I think so. And I think this was our reaction.
We're working hard.
I feel like our mom just caught us doing something bad.
Oh.
It all sounds really great. Maybe at the end of the show, we'll have a bunch more of these.
Oh,
and maybe
my goodness.
A few other random tidbits that we've recorded over the past 99 episodes that just didn't end up.
I think some of the best parts of this show are the parts that don't make it to the podcast.
Yeah, and there's a reason why they don't make it to the podcast.
Yeah.
So Sean has, I got to tell you, untold hours of blackmail material.
Yeah.
Point.
Yep. So, Jessica, you ended up leaving. You got a job somewhere. Where was that at?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee at WFSU.
Yes. Yep.
Right. So you became a reporter out there, and then you came back here to take over as a news director.
Yes. Oh. And you and I were here interviewing on the same day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. When I started working at WJCT.
Yeah.
Like actually working here, not just working here. Like where they started paying me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I never left. I've been here,
the whole time.
Entire time.
Yep. So after we tried and did our little pilot episode that we never put together, then we had the guys, Tom,
yep,
I invited
that's
to
me.
Come
Hi,
join.
I'm Tom.
And then Aaron Edelson, mm-hmm, and Kevin Clark,
mm-hmm,
and me. That was there were four of us, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And then I guess it was October of 2012 when we finally pared it down to just me and Tom. Mm-hmm. Was that when
that
it was Tom?
Sounds about right.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's really sad that we're just hitting our 100th episode, though.
You know, that happens.
In fairness to us, we've also recorded a several hour-long special.
That's true. That's true.
Which were time-consuming.
Yeah, that took a lot of time to produce.
And we've also done untold Ask the Able Techs.
Yeah, that's
morning
true.
Edition segments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've created a fair amount of content through the past, 3-4 years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, speaking of which, we should get to some content.
Let's do some content.
Let's take a look at this week's rundown.
All right, let's start out with some Facebook news.
Oh, yeah.
How's that sound? All right.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
The Facebook?
The Facebook.
That's what it's really called.
.com /Facebook. It's not a real address, I don't think.
I think it is.
Ray will look that up. Yeah, so, you know, we've kind of been off for the past month or so. We have to say congratulations first to Ray and his
wife.
Oh, yeah.
Top story, Ray had a baby.
Ray had a baby. So we've missed...
It's not really a tech news story, guys. Let's stay focused.
We've missed a few tech stories in that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, first one that we want to cover, pretty much ever since Facebook introduced its ubiquitous like button... everyone's been clamoring for a dislike button.
Yes.
Everyone always asks for that. Well, last month, Business Insider reported that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had announced that the company was working on one.
Mm.
It isn't quite what you think when you think of a dislike button. Don't worry, the world's most dominant social media site isn't about to turn into a den of passive-aggressive backstabbing. Any more than it already is.
Okay, because I was really confused there.
Yeah,
I was like, that's pretty much what I think of when I think of Facebook.
Zuckerberg says that he wants to give users a way to express sympathy or empathy when someone posts that they are having a bad day or going through a difficult time. That's what this dislike button would be. While Facebook CEO promised that the dislike button would appear in the not-too-distant future, as of this recording, it is not available. And you should be wary of scams.
Of course.
I feel like you should be wary of scams on Facebook anyway, but especially with a dislike button. Gizmodo reports that ads have started appearing, promising that people could take a survey to get early access to the dislike button. You can't, and you won't, although you may dislike what happens to you if you try. So don't do that, people.
Yeah, don't
fall for those ads.
I think if I'm understanding what they're going for correctly, that this is a pretty good idea, because we probably all had that experience. Like your friend's like, "Oh, I got fired today," and you're like, "I like this? No, I don't like this, but sympathy."
Yeah,
or they're posting pictures of like a grandmother that has just passed away. I guess you can you can comment and say, you know, my deepest sympathies or however you want to
say
that.
You could say LOL.
Lots of love. Yes, exactly. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. Would you use a dislike button?
I'll be interested to see how they actually make it work. Because yeah, there is that whole, you know, like with Reddit, you can vote things up or down.
Yeah.
On Yik Yak, you can do the same thing. You can vote it up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing that was always interesting is Facebook's always talking about how happy things get more social attention.
Yeah.
But it's part of the algorithm. The more likes you get, the more likely it is that someone else is going to see it. So, and you're more likely to like something that's happy,
that's
like
true.
A baby announcement.
That's true.
Everyone I've ever known has liked a picture of our baby.
You just want to bring up that baby again.
It's
right?
adorable. I mean, he's a cute little guy. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if Facebook changes their algorithm to take into account really, you know, disliked things.
So you'll never see any of those things, or that they'll just...
Well, that's how Yik Yak does it. Yik Yak, if you vote something down, it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
If you, like, it has three down votes. So maybe Facebook would do that, or would they... Maybe this is real controversial, so they'll bubble it up to the top.
Leave it up.
I mean, if I think if it's supposed to be an express sympathy thing, it should work pretty much the same way as a like button. So it should be like, well, a lot of people are expressing their sympathy, so let's push this up, you know, make it very visible.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
My question is, like, presumably it's not going to be on every post, right?
I don't know.
Otherwise, it's just, like,
well, how would
danger.
How would it get on there, though?
That's the question.
Yeah.
How do they know?
Are they going to have a keyword type thing?
Yeah, they scan for grandma, death, kill.
Oh, no.
Keep using the grandma example.
I'm so sorry.
So one of our listeners just lost a grandmother, and they're just like, they hate us now. Thanks, guys.
Or maybe it'll be a switch. Like, you could be like, turn on dislikes for this. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. It's definitely difficult. I mean, I just don't know how they're going to make this play out.
I'm curious. Hey, well, let's continue on. Speaking of disliking things, you know, every app developer hopes that their app will be the one that goes viral and gains massive media and internet attention. Well, last week, one soon-to-be-released app did, although probably not in the way that its creators really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post ran a story about an app called People. That's with two E's. Well, three E's, I guess. P-E-E-P-L-E.
Yeah, three total.
That's correct.
Three total.
Two in a row.
There you go. The founder, Julia Cordray, billed People as Yelp for humans. Mm. And supposedly the app would allow you to rate anyone you had a phone number for on a 1 to 5 scale.
Oh.
And the people you were rating did not have to be signed up for the app.
Oh, that's even worse.
Although Cordray promised that there would be controls in place to prevent cyberbullying and that those who received negative ratings would have 48 hours to respond to them, the internet backlash was swift and massive. Within hours, hashtag people was a trending topic on Twitter. I looked. None of the tweets were good. They were all people were like, I'm terrified. This is not people, but regular people.
Yeah.
Real people.
they didn't like it. People with an E. Their Facebook page was flooded with angry comments. Ironically, considering this what they want to do, people begin to delete negative feedback from their Facebook page before taking both it and their Twitter feed offline entirely. Now, the story continues and gets weirder.
Okay.
Over this weekend, Snopes.com had a big news post speculating that People was actually just a hoax intended to rile everyone up.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they raised some interesting points. For instance, you know, there's not really an app that you can actually download right now. It's supposedly in beta, but nobody has it.
When I looked for it, I couldn't find it.
Nope.
So I was like, where are these people writing reviews about... Because I was reading these horrible reviews of People. I'm like, where are they getting that? I can't find this app.
Yeah.
And the founders have no previous development in apps. You know, one of them's like a PR person. However, there's no confirmation that it is, in fact, a hoax at this time. It could well actually be an app that's in development by first-time app developers.
Hmm.
As of this morning, People founder Julia Cordray has posted a lengthy clarification on LinkedIn. In her new article, she claims that the purpose of the app has been misunderstood, that it is a, quote, positivity app, that it will not, in fact, allow negative reviews or allow reviews of people who have not signed up for the app. Now, this seems directly contradictory to the information that had been released before, including what had been stated in a handful of webisodes that her team had posted on YouTube.
Hmm.
There's a further wrinkle in this crazy only on the internet story.
Hmm.
People is also, with two E's, is also the name of another startup. This one is a company that developed an electronic Wi-Fi-enabled peephole for your front door.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wired reports that the other people is really less than pleased about the unwanted publicity, and they actually own the trademark to the name in the U.S.
Oops.
People, the app developer, is Canadian. So it's not really clear how People, the app developer, is going to proceed. Hmm. Should they choose to, their stated release date is in November.
Hmm.
That is all really weird. What? Okay, a couple questions I have.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point of the hoax? What do you guys think they could have? What would be the intention of doing a hoax about it?
I don't know. Maybe just making some statement about our
bullying or being nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be some artsy thing like that.
My other question is, you know, in this day and age, you don't just have to send out a press release, you know, by email or by mail. But who goes to LinkedIn to post a clarification?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Facebook, maybe Twitter,
mm-hmm.
but LinkedIn? Really?
Maybe it's just they had already been driven off Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
They'll be on Pinterest next.
Oh.
Just have a cute picture of some craft, and they'll have it written out on the craft.
I like that Julia Cordray, is that her name?
I think so, yeah.
How mm-hmm. she said it would be a positivity app.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine people like writing backhanded compliments to like get by that.
I think so, yeah. That was actually a concern I saw people talking about there. Like, even if you, I could leave somebody a 5-star rating where it's like, well, congratulations for not totally sucking or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I just, nobody, this is a product that the world does not need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody needs to be reviewing people. It makes sense to review drivers, like with Uber and Lyft. It makes sense if they're providing a service or doing
a profession.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or but, a Wi-Fi enabled peephole.
You need a that makes sense too.
That product's actually cool. I was looking at their thing. I was like, I want one. Although I have a physical peephole on my door, so I don't know how that would work out.
I don't understand why it's Wi-Fi.
It's a camera. It's a camera with
the camera.
Door,
yeah.
Basically.
So it basically replaces your peephole with a camera. So
I see. Okay.
You pull up your iPhone instead. There's another product called the Ring, which is a Wi-Fi doorknob.
VHS tape.
No, it's not a VHS tape.
Watch that.
No, it's Ring, not the Ring.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Nuva Ring?
No, not Nuva Ring. That's different as
that's
well.
Something else.
And, that is something else.
What's that?
So Ring is a Wi-Fi doorknob. Which
what?
Or doorbell? Sorry,
oh, okay.
Wi-Fi doorbell. It basically does the same.
Wi-Fi doorknob.
My Wi-Fi is down. I can't get in my house. Somebody's gonna do that though.
And
then you'll rate it on people.
The autumn is basically a Wi-Fi doorknob.
Oh.
It unlocks your door from Wi-Fi, so yeah.
Okay.
Run it on cellular, like 4G?
Yeah.
Oh, my Wi-Fi's down.
Yep. But anyways, the ring.
Not the ring.
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 The product.
Is a Wi-Fi doorbell, and it basically does the same thing that the people does. It gives you a video of whoever's at your door, and it works with Wink, all the stuff I've been playing with, so. But, it just. This doesn't need it. This people, the app review, why would we? Who thought that was a good idea?
I feel like, you know, there was that thing about a year ago with the guy who developed an app that allowed you to sell your parking space.
Oh.
And people were so upset about this concept.
That's brilliant.
Well.
But people didn't like it?
No.
Yeah.
Like, it was not welcome in San Francisco and other places. Like, they passed laws to ban it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It was something that he wasn't intending to be a jerk about it. Like, it met a need in his immediate community that he had. But just, like, people respond badly. And I think sometimes you're an app developer, you want to create an app, you really get in this heads-down mode, and maybe you just don't think about the social consequences.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, reviews are powerful. They're really useful for picking products, picking services. You know, like if you're trying to pick a good podcast, you want to see what the reviews are. Hint, hint, leave a review at iTunes and Stitcher.
Five stars.
For us, 5 stars are great. 4 stars are okay. But for people, that's just rude. It's like, I know there was a controversy too with when the website that reviews professors.
Mm, yeah.
Rate My Professor.
Yeah. Yep.
But at least they're actually doing something. Mm-hmm. So why not, you know?
Although it was weird when they had the, I don't know if it's still on there because I haven't been on Rate My Professor, but they had like a hot option where you could be like, this one is physically attractive.
That's useful.
That's,
is it?
Now, Jessica, since we're on the subject, this is your opportunity, I think, to rate Ray here and Sean, or your employees.
Whoa, okay.
We already did that privately.
We've actually had our performance review today.
Oh, we don't have to share that publicly.
No. Nope.
So, but if you want to, on a scale of 1 to 5, you know.
So in other news, Mashable reports that last week a random guy was able to buy, get this, Google.com from, get this, Google for the massive price of $12. Now, he didn't buy the whole website.
What?
He just bought the domain name.
Okay.
Sanmay Ved, a student at Babson University, was playing around with Google domains when he noticed that the site said that Google.com was unclaimed.
Oh, wow.
So he added it to his cart, checked out, and a few minutes later, he had an email informing him of his successful purchase of Google.com.
Good on ya.
From Google.com. just a few minutes after that, however, his purchase was mysteriously canceled. Ved reports that he did notify Google of the glitch after the fact. No word on why Google had its own domain up for sale in the first place. But Mashable did note that Microsoft lost hotmail.co.uk in a similar glitch in 2003, but had a lot more trouble getting it back because they weren't the ones that actually sold it.
Yeah.
So
I have a feeling that Google was like, we're Alphabet now. We don't need
Google. It's not even important, you know? Move
on.
You know, that's the thing. If you don't renew your domain name, you know, that registration expires and anybody can grab it.
That's true.
Even from you.
Yeah.
From your own website where you sell domains, apparently.
I wonder, though, like, if I was Google, I mean, I've got $100 billion in the bank.
Sure.
Something ridiculous. I would just make sure that I owned my domain name for the next 1,000 years.
Forever.
I've got the money to do that.
Yeah. I don't know how it works when you are the domain registrar.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to get one from a domain registrar, but I don't actually know how that works, how that process works. I would love if there's anybody in our audience that knows how domain registrar-ing works. I'd love to know how that works. Because, I mean, I'm sure there's servers that, you know, domain name servers that they program and stuff. I don't know. It's over my pay grade.
I want to know what companies own their own domain name services where we can buy their domain name. Like, can I go on to GoDaddy.com and buy GoDaddy.com?
I think you can. Mm. And do domain registrars have to buy their domains? I mean, you don't really buy a domain anyways. You're basically leasing it. You're leasing the use of it. But do you have to, like...
I feel like this is, like, a really philosophical question that we're getting into.
It's very deep. It's very deep.
Well, let's take a right turn.
Okay.
I would just like to say that competition in the world of streaming TV continues to heat up.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Several different companies are now offering really low-cost solutions that are allowing users to stream high-quality video from several different services on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The leaders right now are Google's Chromecast, Apple's Apple TV, 5 stars from me on that one.
Oh, wow.
And
hey, no bias here.
Amazon's Fire TV Stick.
Just rolls right off the top.
Oh, yeah. Love the name of that
not,
one.
Not a great, no, not no. a great name.
So Bloomberg has reported Amazon.com has decided that is a few competitors too many.
Hmm.
And it's announced starting October 29th, it will no longer carry either Chromecast or Apple TV in its online store just in time for Christmas.
Oh, come on.
Amazon says the reason is that the competitors' devices don't interact well with Amazon Prime Video. Of course, it would appear it's up to Amazon to develop software for the devices, not the companies
that make them.
Other streaming devices like Roku's set-top device and Microsoft's Xbox One and Sony's PlayStation 4 are not affected. Sean Birch, incidentally, will be appearing shirtless in the next season of Orange is the New Black.
That's true.
And
I was unaware of this.
Sean will be in that episode stripping slowly to the music of Jason Mraz.
Wow.
Now, this is a...
What?
Moonlighting.
Let's talk about... before we go back to the Amazon's decision, why Jason Mraz?
Well, you know, this is news to me. but I will say...
Breaking here on Deemable
breaking,
Tech.
Breaking
right here first.
Everyone, including me. It's just that Jason Mraz is so smooth.
That's true. It's true.
You know, I feel like he gets me. so that's why I usually... Okay. I call him the Raz man.
I don't watch Orange is the New Black, but isn't that a women's prison?
I think
isn't
so.
It about a woman?
I've never seen an episode.
Okay.
Maybe he'll be a prison guard. We don't know.
Oh, right. Okay.
We don't know.
There you go. Sure. This is such a... I have an inappropriate response to this. It is a rude move of Amazon to do this. They're only going to take out the ones that are competition?
Yep.
Come on. I mean, who do they think... Do they think that anyone doesn't see through this? I mean, it's obviously they're just trying to cut out their competition. I mean, well, I guess Chromecast, though, they don't have a streaming service either, though.
I mean, unless you count YouTube.
I mean...
Yeah, but you can do YouTube on any other device.
Does this mean that... like Amazon is going to stop carrying like Hulu Plus or like Netflix or something like
that?
Well,
so here's the question. I mean, is this the first shot fired? There's other, you know, devices and services these guys compete on.
Like, yeah.
What
yeah.
about, you know, Amazon's Fire Phone was kind of a flop, but what if they have a phone that's not a flop?
No. I don't know if that's going to happen.
That is not statistically possible.
All right. No,
it may
saying.
Happen. I don't know.
No. Yeah. I think the problem is to get in, I mean, to kind of tangent off into the cell phone world of things, to launch a new phone, you have to give people a reason not to go with the two biggest brands that are out there.
Yeah.
That there's already hundreds of thousands of millions of apps for. And, you know, you're starting up a whole new economy. Palm tried, they couldn't do it. And that's back in the early days of iOS and Android.
Sure.
And Windows has been trying straight along, and, you know, we make fun of them constantly for that. They're trying, but...
Never.
They, you know,
never. We've never done that.
No, no. We don't. No. We wouldn't pick up Microsoft for that. That's just rude to say. You're right. I'm sorry.
Ed, do you think that this means that Apple and Google will no longer have the Amazon Prime Video app?
You know, I was just trying to remember because I do have an Apple TV.
Chromecast does not have an Amazon Prime app. It's not
it
compatible.
Does, you, even okay. if you right, pull currently. It up on your... No?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which annoys me.
I know you have an Apple TV and I do too. Do they have an Amazon app? I can't
remember.
I don't remember
either.
I should know that.
I don't know.
I know that they didn't. I know that they didn't have one. Okay, yeah, so I just looked it up, and actually, they don't have one.
Oh.
So maybe that's why. Maybe they're trying to play well with Apple and Google and Apple are like, nope.
Hmm.
And, you know, actually, Amazon doesn't really have a presence on Android very much anymore. There is an Android-based Amazon app.
Yeah.
But it's actually not available in the store.
Oh.
You have to go download it and sideload it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So it's not available in Google Play?
No.
Because there is an iOS Amazon Prime Video app and other Amazon apps for iOS.
Yeah.
I actually tried as a workaround. You can sideload the app, and then you can Chromecast your Android desktop to your TV. And I did that, but it's super jerky. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get a high-definition Star Trek The Next Generation to play.
Oh, nice.
Let's not talk about that.
The nerdiest thing you can say on a tech news podcast.
It's true. Like,
you're taking it to a new level.
Thank you. Yeah, I
tried. Good job. So actually, I kind of take it back. Maybe it's not a jerk move on Amazon. If they're trying to get the best experience for their customers and you don't get that great experience on Apple TV and on the Chromecast, maybe... Mm-hmm.
But whose fault is it?
But still, even if they can't get the service, so what?
Why stop selling yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sell all kinds of crap. They sell toilet paper on Amazon. Who cares?
Well, I don't...
And that doesn't work with a Fire Stick TV either.
Like, honestly, this doesn't probably hurt Apple TV at all.
No.
Yeah.
They sell through their store. They sell in the Apple store. Chromecast, it sucks a little bit for them, but they're already building the Google Play Store up. People are going to get used to ordering through that. It's not that big a deal for them. You know, and they're selling everywhere, too. I think you can buy that in Walmart.
Yeah, it's a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
So not a big deal for those guys. But I just think, you know, going forward, is this, like, going to be the new thing? Like, people don't sell each other stuff.
Yeah, that's what's stupid. I mean, that's been Apple's way all along, but, you know, that's Apple being a jerk.
Now, I will say, I actually own a Amazon Fire TV stick, a Chromecast, which I believe is actually Ray's.
That's where it went.
Yes.
I have the box for that. Oh, it's in my basement.
I can give that back to you.
Well, I could give you the box. I don't have any use for a Chromecast.
And a Roku stick. I don't have an Apple TV. Don't ask me why. I have all three.
Do you plug them in and let them fight it out?
Yes.
Do you have multiple HDMI ports?
I do, but I don't use them on the same TV.
But at least
TV.
You can like switch. You can switch them.
I will
It'd
say
be so annoying if you had one and you had to change them out.
I will say that the Fire TV stick is my least favorite.
Really?
Of them.
How come?
It's just the interface isn't very good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the Fire phone is like, but if it's anything like that, I would never want to use it.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I like the Apple TV interface. I'm really looking forward to the new one. Do you enjoy your Apple TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot.
Do you spend most of your time like on Netflix, or do you use like all the other features?
Mostly too? Netflix.
It's a big Netflix box, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest.
I mean, that's what they're all doing. I think we're all on Netflix.
When will Netflix come out with their own box?
Why do they need to? Everybody is slaving away
that's
for
true.
Them.
Yeah.
Now, this is completely off topic, but did you guys see the Netflix Switch that you can build?
Oh, yes.
The button.
Yes, the button, Netflix button.
The Netflix button.
Have you seen this?
No, what is this?
They give you instructions to build a button that you would press it. It would, what does it do? It starts Netflix for you.
It's basically
you.
A little,
turns on your
it's
TV.
A little computer.
Yeah.
It's going to dim your lights.
Dim your lights.
It will order food.
It will order food for you. So you can come home from a hard day of work, hit that button.
And just relax.
Relax into Netflix land.
And it is actually a really cool plan if you're into, I guess it's Arduino, right? Is it Arduino?
Probably.
Arduino? That's a hard word.
It's a small, tiny computer company.
Okay. You don't know? You didn't look it up?
No, the company's tiny. The computers are huge. That's not true at all.
Let me see. It is Arduino based. Okay. So if you're into building Arduino stuff, which if you've never heard of that, have you guys? You're giving me a strange face,
Jessica.
I'm an avid Jessica.
Arduinoer.
Have you?
Yes, I know.
Have you ever built
is.
Anything?
No.
Have you heard of it, Sean?
I've heard about it because about a minute ago you said it.
Stop saying that word.
Arduino. So yeah, it's where you can build basically little devices, little computers. You got all these different sensors you can plug into it and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool plan. I just never have the time to sit down and build stuff like that, even though it's fun if I could.
If you've built one of those, listeners, let us know. If you've built your own Netflix button.
Oh, if you've built a Netflix button.
Invite us over.
You need to invite us over. But if you've built any sort of Arduino kit or plan, let us know. Feedback@neumable.com.
It's true. What kind of food does it order?
It depends on what you have programmed into it.
Oh, okay.
What
kind of food do you think it should order?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be for like movie night, so I'm thinking pizza.
I feel like
maybe
that's
Chinese.
Too generic. Maybe Chinese. I could
That'd
go
be fun.
With.
I think it should change with whatever you're watching.
Oh. It's based on what you're watching. So it's a themed meal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That is some high-tech stuff right there, though.
Jessica's very ambitious. Hey, one thing we didn't discuss this week that we will discuss hopefully next week.
What's that?
Nexus has, Google has announced two new Nexus devices, a new Chromecast, and a whole bunch of stuff. So we don't have time this week, but we're going to get to
that. They have announced it like it's already out there?
It's
like
available to order.
Next week it'll be old news?
It's available to order.
All right, cool.
Wow.
All right, well, we'll talk about it next week.
Coming soon.
Which is a hint that we are reaching the end of our 100th episode.
We are.
No huge fireworks for this episode. We didn't go crazy. And it's all my fault.
And we can't light fireworks off in the studio. It's a fire hazard.
They do frown on that.
Yeah.
But we were hoping to do a live episode, but we didn't get a chance to get everything planned.
Don't tell what we didn't do.
No, but we're thinking about still doing that.
Well,
that's why I'm telling them.
Ray actually had a baby.
I did not have a baby.
His wife, Amber, had a baby in celebration of the 100th episode. Oh.
And for you've committed, I believe, for the 200th episode to have another baby.
Yes.
Nope.
Two more babies.
To 200
babe,
more,
twins.
I haven't even committed to 200 more episodes. But definitely not going to have a baby. No, we'll probably be around for another 100 episodes, I think.
I hope so. I hope so.
As long as we're alive.
Yes. Oh, wow.
That's a strong commitment.
Dislike.
And on that note.
Hey, well, I think, Sean, stick around after the music. I think Sean's got some more outtakes for you.
Yep.
We're going to have plenty more bloopers to send you on your way. Do a nice little celebration for 100 episodes. It'll be great. Yeah, stay tuned all the way through the end theme music, which if you don't,
you've been missing out
a lot. Yeah. Go back to the last, 100 episodes. Listen through all the way to the end. There may be something waiting for you.
Have we always been doing that?
For a while.
It may be around like episode 20 we started that.
It's a little secret.
You'll have to find out.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, and if you have any nice things to say or mean things to say, give us a call. Leave a voicemail. Our number is 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send us an email to feedback@deemable.com. Like we've said before, you can always send us a voicemail by email. Just send us a WAV file or an MP3. Mm-hmm. And if we like it, we might play it next week on the show.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to help us decide what stories we talk about. Go to our subreddit page, submit a story, or vote other stories up or down, depending on how much you like them or dislike them.
Well, you only get to vote once.
Yeah.
Up or down.
Up or down. Deemable.com/reddit will take you there.
I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And I'm Jessica Palumbo.
And this has been the 100th episode of Deemable Tech.
Woo!
Yay.
Congratulations.
As far as theme song goes, any thoughts? Jazzy, more egg shaker.
I think it should be like boop it boop it boop, and then there should be like a part that's like bow bow, and there should be a part that's like, and then it should be like, oh yeah.
Did you get all that? I own you until 4 o'clock.
Ray, will you let me eat today?
I own you until 4 o'clock. I should know all this radio terminology, and I don't.
I'm a hustler, baby. My AIM name was Juicy Lucy Juicy.
Juicy Lucy Lucy?
What?
Sauce. Would you be opposed to a third person joining us?
No.
And then, of course, the internet comes in and destroys my childhood again. All right, shake the giggles out.
Yeah, that helped. That helped a lot.
Ooh, coupon.
Once your printer is connected to Google Cloud Print, it's a simple matter to print from Google Docs, your Chrome browser, or any Google app.
Ooh, did you say app?
Yes, I did.
Is that in there?
Yeah, but I didn't say read it like Cookie Monster.
No. That's why I'm easy.
Oh. Easy like Michael Dorn?
Easy like Michael Dorn.
You do say back it up and sink it a lot there.
Back it up and sink
it. That is my favorite rap song, but.
Back it up.
Back it up and sink it.
Back that thing up.
Back it up.
Sink it.
Back it up. Back it up.
Sink it.
We should broadcast this stuff.
But I do hear that if you like your Chromebook, you can keep your Chromebook.
Nobody's more frustrated by that than I am. No, 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 no,
Cats.
It's fair to say that nobody's more frustrated by that than I am.
Hey, did you know that we have a mobile app? Search for Demable Tech in the Apple App Store and Google Play to hear our full hour-long show where we review apps and new tech gadgets and review more tech questions like this one.
You can also use the app to send us questions, or you can give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send us an email at questions@demable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm an idiot.
I'm Tom Braun. That was brilliant. I don't think we need another.
Angel, far away from here, from this dark hole, and the endlessness that you feel, you are pulled from the wreckage of your silent dream.
I can't harmonize with her.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.